ग्लानेर भवति बलम् कलौ नास्तेव 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 गतिरं नथा Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna and welcome to this weekly Krishna Consciousness program. And once again, I would like to invite all the listeners to the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coatesville Riverhead Highway, and also known as Highway 28. There every Sundays we hold a special public program starting at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtans, followed by Aarti of their lordships at 12:30, and then we have a discourse on Krishna consciousness. Finally, we have Guru Puja of our founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada at 2, and we finish the day's program with the vegetarian feast at 2:30. Please come along, join us, and find out for yourself what is Krishna consciousness all about. And I would like to remind the listeners that at the moment we are celebrating the Jagannath Festival, or called Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath is going out to different suburbs to give darshan to his devotees. Everywhere we have been, we get marvelous reception. Many, many people come forward to just look at Lord Jagannath. Remember, at Puri, where the Lord Jagannath's original temple is, not everybody is allowed to go inside the temple and have darshan of their Lord. If you are foreigner, whether you are in Indian body or Western body, you are foreigner for them, and therefore you are not allowed inside the temple. So the Lord says, well, it's all right. I'll come out and give darshan to my devotees. And since then, once a year, Lord Jagannath comes out of the temple, goes on his chariot, and gives darshan to everybody. And by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, Lord Jagannath is now in all over the world. In India, virtually every city holds annual Rath Yatra. Or wherever the ISKCON temples are, the Hare Krishna temples are, we hold Rath Yatra annually in those cities. And out of India, many of the Hare Krishna centers have Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra on their altar, and they too celebrate Rath Yatra once a year. Here, yesterday, the Rath Yatra was in Blockhouse Bay in Orewa. Next Sunday it will be in Hawick. You can also go on the Hare Krishna website, Hare Krishna Auckland website or Facebook, and see the details of other yatras. And remember, on the 9th we'll have the Bigi, the Rath Yatra, or the Chariot Festival downtown Auckland in the Queen Street, starting from Britomart, and will come up to the Ayodhya Center. Please come along and join us. Find out for yourself, who is Jagannath? What is so special about Jagannath? Look at the features of Lord. He has got big and round eyes so that he doesn't miss any of his devotees. He hasn't got any eyelids, therefore he doesn't sleep. His darshan is open 24 hours. Anyone could have darshan of the Lord. Lord Jagannath is known for three main aspects. He is Bhakta Jana Ranjan, Garva Bhanjan, destroys pride, and Patita Pavan. I'll give you some pastimes, tell you some pastimes of the Lord. You know, Lord always holds a disc in his hand, a chakra. But one day, it's called Sudarshan, and Sudarshan one day became very proud. Look, I'm so important to my Lord. He never goes anywhere without me. He always travels with me. Lord knows everything, so he is there always to help his devotees to expand their devotional service to him. He doesn't forget any of the services that we have done to the Lord. We may be very good devotees, and after some time might fall off. That doesn't mean Lord will kick us out. No, he'll organize something so that we go back to him. So when the Lord realized that Sudarshan is very proud of his services, so one day he asked him to go and fetch Hanuman, who was in the ocean off the coast of India and doing some austerity, some tapasya, meditating on Lord Ram. Lord Jagannath told Sudarshan to go and tell Hanuman that I would like to see him. So Sudarshan went there, found Hanuman and told him, "Oh, Lord Jagannath wants to see you. Please come along." And Hanuman said, "Okay, you proceed and I'll come." Sudarshan quickly traveled back to the temple. At the temple in Puri, there are four gates, four entrances. And Sudarshan decided that I'm going to expand myself into four chakras, and I'll block all the four entrances and see, I'll see how Hanuman can get in. I'm doing so much service here to the Lord Shiva, and he fetches Hanuman to his my devotee there. Go and get him. When Hanuman arrived at the Sima gate, he saw the chakra moving around, spinning around and blocking his way. So he went to the other gate. And there too, chakra was there, blocking his way. He went to the third one. Again, chakra was there. And to the fourth one. And like this, he was going round and round and round. Every gate he goes to, he found chakra there blocking his passage. So he prayed to the Lord, "You have asked me to come and see you, but this chakra is in my way. What can I do? Please help me." And the Lord gave four more hands to Hanuman. Now he has got four hands, six hands. Two hands he already had and four extras. Then Hanuman went to each gate, got hold of the chakra, the spinning wheel, held it in his hand, went to the other, did the same thing. Like that, he went to all the four gates, and he's with the four extra hands, he's holding the chakras, held the chakras and went inside for darshan. And the two hands he was paying, he was in folded in prayer position. Now when chakra goes inside, he sees Hanuman is sitting there in front of the Lordship with his four chakras in four hands. No effort, nothing. As if it's some sort of toy. And then chakra realizes position. He was thinking he was the greatest of the devotees of the Lord. Now somebody else is, because he's so powerful, he's holding him in his hand like a toy. Then the Lord said, from now onwards, told him that from now onwards you'll no longer be on my right. I'm not going to keep you. Go on. Chakra fell at the feet of Lord Jagannath and begged for forgiveness. And the Lord said, okay, you will be in the form of only a stick, not as a chakra, but not on my right side, but on my left hand side. And from there on, you would notice that there is a stick on the left side of Lord Jagannath. That represents chakra. And he also gave him the boom. You will also stay on the dome of my temples. And whoever has darshan of you, sees you, is just as beneficial as seeing me, just as good as seeing me. So Lord is Garva Ganjan, at the same time is Patita Pavan. He didn't forget all the services Chakra was doing. Punished him, but also gave him benediction that he will keep his position. Even better, that now anybody who has darshan of Lord's chakra is just as good as having darshan of Lordship of Sanatan Goswami. When he went to Puri, he had darshan of Jagannath, Lord Jagannath on the chakra. When he saw the chakra, he could see Lord Jagannath. Haridas Thakur, he was a Muslim, so no way he was allowed inside the temple. He was satisfied with just viewing of the having darshan of the chakra. And on the chakra, he could see Lord Jagannath, so he didn't miss out anything. Rup Goswami also would have darshan of chakra, would have darshan of Lord Jagannath on the chakra. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he first went to Puri, his chakra is right on top of the temple. You can see the chakra from far away. So as soon as Lord Chaitanya saw the chakra, you could see Lord Jagannath on it, and he became ecstatic because he was seeing not just the chakra, but he was seeing Lord Jagannath there. At the Sima Gate or Lion Gate of Lord Jagannath's temple, there is a deity of Lord Jagannath called Patita Pavan. Those who are not allowed to go inside in the temple, they can have darshan of the Lord in the form of Patita Pavan and have his prasad. One thing, his prasad is, nobody is barred from his prasad. Prasad is distributed to everyone, even the animals and dogs, everybody gets prasad. Nobody stops anyone from having Lord Jagannath's prasad. It's said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Lord Jagannath gives us Mahaprasad. I'll tell you one incident about Lord Jagannath's Patita Pavan, or how this Patita Pavan deity manifested. It's self-manifested. Nobody carved that deity. The time of Mughals, the Mughals were ruling India and destroying all the temples and religious places. Their kingdom, their capital was in Delhi. But in South Indian Odisha, the district was ruled by Taki Khan, one of the lieutenants of the Mughal king. Taki Khan one day decided to raid Jagannath temple, and King Ramchandra was the king of Puri at that time. So he went with his army the defense of the temple. And they had a war. And King Ramchandra was defeated by Taki Khan, because they had many, many men as compared to King Ramchandra's efforts. But instead of destroying the temple, Taki Khan thought that if I make friendship with this king, then I'll have everybody who goes inside the temple to have darshan, I can levy a tax, darshan tax. And in that way I'll get lots and lots of money, because lots of people go to have darshan of Jagannath. So I'll have lots of money flawlessly and without any effort, or without fighting another war. So he sent a proposal to King Ramchandra, who was locked up in his cell, that if you marry my sister, then I will let you off. Otherwise, I'm going to kill you and destroy the temple as well. King Ramchandra refused, because how can I marry a Muslim if I, as soon as I marry a Muslim, they will bar me from entering the temple. The pujaris there, the pandas there, would not let me inside the temple. But Taki Khan said, well, that's your choice. You either marry my sister, Razia, and become my relative. In that way, you'll save your temple. Otherwise, I'm going to destroy the temple. You have got till tomorrow. You've got one day to think about it. I'm not forcing you. It's your choice. The king was in a dilemma. What could he do if he marries Razia, Taki Khan's daughter, sister? The locals, they're going to buy him from having darshan of the temple, go inside the temple. And if I don't, Taki Khan is going to destroy the temple, loot the temple. What can I do? So in the night he prayed to Lord Jagannath, please help me, show me a way. How can I get out of this dilemma, and how can I save your temple? Meantime, in the night, Taki Khan's sister Razia came to visit King Ramchandra in his cell. And she asked him, please marry me and save the temple. The king said, how can I marry you? You are a Muslim and I am a Hindu. And as soon as I marry you, these people, the Pandas, the people of the city that's going to bar me, they will not let me have darshan of the Lord or will have anything to do with me. Razia said, I'm not a Muslim, I'm a Hindu. My mother is a Hindu. My father, Taki Khan's father, forced my mother to marry him. And we still worship Jagannath. We are devotees of Jagannath. So please marry us, marry me, and save the temple of Lord Jagannath. So the next day, King Ramchandra decided to marry Razia, Taki Khan's sister, and save the temple. But the locals, they barred him for anything to do with the temple. At the start of Rath Yatra, The king sweeps the passage, the path of the rat. Before the rat starts, they barred him from there. From that, they stopped him from going inside for darshan. And every day, the Pandas climb up the temple, Jagannath temple, and offer ghee lamps for the long life of their king, so that he can protect the temple. For the protection of the temple, they pray, they offer ghee lamp for the king. But that they stopped as soon as King Ramchandra married Razia, Thaki Khan's sister. All this stops. The king became very demoted. What to do now? So he prayed to the Lord. He will come up to the gate and get stopped by the Pandas there, and will pray to the Lord. I did this only to save your temple, but these people don't realize it, and they're stopping me from coming inside. So the Lord came to the gate and gave darshan to King Ramchandra. Don't worry. If they stop you from coming inside, I'll come outside. No problems. You have darshan, have my darshan as much as you want. So from that day on, King Ramchandra would come up to the gate, pray to the Lord, and the Lord will come outside and give him darshan. That went on for some time. And one day the Lord asked him, ask for some benediction. King Ramchandra asked for some benediction. The king said, please stay here in this form so that anyone who stopped from going inside the temple to have your darshan can still have your darshan. And nobody would be barred from your darshan. Those who cannot come inside will still have your darshan. So since then, at the lion gate, there is a deity of Lord Jagannath called Patita Pavan. And those who are barred from going inside, they have the darshan of Lord Jagannath and have Mahaprasad and are satisfied. Thank you very much. Please come to the temple and have darshan of Lord Jagannath there. His Patita Pavan. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare